Blog Talk Radio.
We have with us this evening NOI's Minister Brother Robert Muhammad and beautiful wife Sister Christy Muhammad, and they will be discussing the upcoming Savior's Day commemoration, which will be held next Sunday, February 22nd. We will be back shortly. Please take this time to expand your mind while listening to Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes Expansion. family. Peace, peace. Thank you once again for tuning in to Catharsis on Is That Jazz Radio. Like I said earlier, we have with us Nation of Islam's Minister Brother Robert Muhammad and his beautiful sister, Queen Wife Christy Muhammad. We'll be discussing the upcoming Savior's Day. The theme of Savior's Day 2015 commemoration is the intensifying universal cry for justice, which is the title for Minister Louis Farrakhan's keynote address set for Sunday, February 22nd at Christ Universal Temple in Chicago, Illinois. And it's scheduled to be carried live via webcast. So stay tuned to www.noi.org/Savior's Day. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Robert Muhammad and Sister Christy. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, great, great, sister. All praises due to Allah.
Doing fine.
We thank you guys for coming on, giving us your energy and time. Can you please introduce yourself to the family and listeners of Catharsis on Is That Jazz Radio?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Christy Muhammad, the wife of Student Minister Robert Muhammad, and I am enjoying the state of Delaware. I am originally from the state of Louisiana, so I'm still adjusting, but I have a good tutor, I guess I could say. But overall, I'm enjoying my new journey here in the state of Delaware, and getting used to meeting all the friendly people and just expanding my horizons, I guess.
Yeah, I am Student Minister Robert Muhammad. I am Minister Farrakhan's student in his ministry class. Here in the city of Wilmington, state of Delaware. I'm originally from Atlantic City, New Jersey, and I've been here for approximately 10 years. So I'm enjoying the beautiful people of Wilmington and in the state of Delaware, and looking forward to serving our people for years to come.
Thank you, thank you. They are beautiful people. Just having the pleasure of being around y'all is a beautiful thing. Sister Christy Muhammad, can you tell us about Savior's Day and what we can expect from the message being conveyed on February 22nd?
Yes, ma'am. Savior's Day 2015 is an awesome, awesome crowning event of Black History Month, where the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be discussing the intensifying universal cry for justice. And with everything that is going on in America, throughout every city where you see violence taking place, this message on February 22nd will give you insight into why these things are occurring across America and across the world. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will enlighten us with the understanding that we need in order to understand why these things are occurring and what we can do to prepare ourselves to survive during this time, as well as helping us to understand why it's occurring, so that we can, you know, adhere to his guidance and possibly change the condition that we're in at this time. So coming out to hear the Savior's Day message on February the 22nd, it will really, really help us to I guess, kind of be in the right frame of mind. So we won't be walking around wondering, you know, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Because we do have a man on the scene today that can help us, you know, to understand why these things are occurring.
Thank you, Sister Christy. Brother Robert, how will this event contribute to unifying and bringing about a universal change within our people?
Well, Minister Farrakhan, as we see him, he is an extension of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his message. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad unified, black people, whether they were the educator, the professional, or whether they were the so-called common person on the street. And so, likewise, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been given by God the authority and the commission to do the same. And so his message will not only unify our people, but all oppressed people all over the globe and all well-meaning people, he will unify. There's a lesson that we have that we were given, and it asked the question, well, who is the 85%? And the 85% are the poison animal eaters, slaves from mental death and power, people who do not know the living God or their origin in this world, and they worship that they know not what, who are easily led in the wrong direction but hard to lead in the right direction. But the 85% are, the, in particular, the darker people of the planet. But in general, all of humanity are, which is the 85%, who are being ruled by the 10%, and the 10% are the rich, the slave makers of the poor who teach the poor lies. And so this is who the Honorable Minister Farrakhan is being backed by God to wage war against the 10%, because they have sway over the 85% of the people of our planet, and in particular black and brown people. And so Minister Farrakhan's message answers the cry of the 85%. And so his message is a unifying message in and of itself, because the scripture says of Jesus that the poor heard his word, heard Jesus' message gladly. And likewise with Minister Farrakhan, the poor hear his word gladly. And so we look forward to hearing that universal and unifying word the 22nd of February.
Thank you, brother. The intensifying universal cry for justice. We will be back in a moment with Nation of Islam's Minister Brother Robert Muhammad and Sister Christy Muhammad. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you.
Peace, family. Thank you for tuning in to Catharsis Interview on Is That Jazz Radio. We have with us brother and sister Muhammad of NOI. The Intensifying Universal Cry for Justice. Peace, family, are you still there?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Hold on a moment. The station program director has a question for you guys. Tracy, you have a question?
What outreach does your organization have in terms of reaching people from all different religious backgrounds and cultures here in Wilmington and abroad?
Our outreach, we are taught that our people are Muslim by nature, and all a Muslim is, I know we may call ourselves Buddhist, we may call ourselves a Christian, we may call ourselves whatever we may call ourselves, but Muslim is the nature in which Allah created us, and a Muslim is only one who is born to submit his or her will to do the will of God. That's all a Muslim means, is just an Arabic term, which is our original language. And so when we go after our people, we don't differentiate. We know that they belong to the Creator, whose proper name is Allah, and that whatever they belong to, whatever they call themselves, the nature of them is submit to do the will of God. So when the teacher of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came, he asked the question. He said that we were other than ourselves, and that we were Muslim by nature, but we were living a life because of our sojourn here in America. We were living other than ourselves and have been made other than ourselves. But the nature of us is to be in submission to the will of God. So our outreach to our people is through our Final Call newspaper, through inviting our people out to hear the truth and giving them lectures and DVDs from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and spreading that word like that is our outreach to our people.
I really appreciate the way you just defined it. I think, we're not in control of the message, but a lot of people need to hear what the central faith of Islam is, because I know it myself, and I'm appalled by how the media grasp it and try to put it back out to the world. So I'm glad in my question you had an opportunity to address that. And once again, man, this is really special to have you on our show, and thank you so much. Here's Ebony, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Hello. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What will be the next step in this movement after the keynote address? Like, where do we go from here? And this question is for both of you.
After the minister gives his State of the Nation address, there will be guidance in it and instructions in his message to all of us. And our job, as the saying in the Holy Quran, which is the book of scripture of the Muslims, it says to us to obey Allah and the messenger, that mercy may be shown to you. So after Minister Farrakhan delivers the message, it is our duty to follow the guidance and instruction. And what that will do, it will get us through this dark time that we have entered into, and this dark time that we have entered into, as we have been taught, is the fall of a world. it, you know, it's the fall of the economic system, the political system, even the religious system is falling, and God is destroying because he has come to make all things new. And so God has given us the Honorable Minister Farrakhan in this day and time to guide us through this dark period that we may see a brand new day, and that brand new day is really the hereafter. We are living on the threshold of something that is dying, but something that is going to be made new, and we just have to get through these turbulent times that we have now entered. And in his message will be instruction and guidance for us to follow to get to that to get to the next phase of our development.
Thank you, brother. Yes, transformation and change. We are in the time where we're going to see a lot of things. This planet is evolving, and we have to evolve with it. Sister, the same question for you. What will be the next step in this movement after the keynote address? Where do we go from here?
Well, after the message, I would just like to add to the those that will be in attendance or those that would be listening to it in other ways is just to, you know, pay very, very close attention to what's being said, because what's being said, whatever is retained, could possibly and will possibly save your life or save a life. So if we're listening or we'll be listening to the message, then the attentiveness that we place our direction on, which is towards the words that are being spoken from and through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, will be the guidance that we will need to help us to further move forward in the days ahead. Because, you know, our people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And when by nature, we are righteous by nature. Like my husband said, we've just been made other than ourselves. And so when we hear certain things, regardless of where it's come from, we recognize, you know, things that are right, because we're like, you know, that makes sense. And something that doesn't make sense, we will say, that don't make sense. So I just encourage, you know, everyone in the listening community to just pay attention to what's being said so that you can move forward after the message has been shared and been spoken, and if you need further guidance or more understanding, then we're right on the corner of 28th and Washington every Sunday and through the week. But, you know, we just want everyone to pay attention to what's being said so that you will know, you know, how to move forward. And that's it.
Thank you, Sister. Minister Louis Farrakhan's Savior's Day keynote address, set for Sunday, February 22nd, will be the topic of the intensifying universal cry for justice. Do you plan for this universal cry for justice to bring about a revolutionary change? This question is for both of you guys as well.
Yes. The scripture teaches us about Jesus, and Jesus makes mention, he says it like this: I am the light of the world. And the light in the physical universe is the sun. And the planets, we were taught, make revolve around the sun, and all of them evolve at 1,037 and one-third miles per hour. But it is light, and light that strikes this equator that moves the sun, that moves the earth, you know, and it makes a complete circuit around the sun and 364, 5 1/4 days. So in the spiritual meaning to that is that the message of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has light, life, and power in it. And what it will cause is a revolution. See, Jesus, if we really listen, look at him, he's a revolutionary because he has light. And not a revolutionary in the sense that we're going to be the aggressor, we're going to just kill something like that. No, but a revolutionary, meaning that the man gives us sight. Minister Farrakhan gives us light, life, and power in the message, and then there is an eternal struggle and an eternal journey, and then all of us that take the message take that journey, and then we grow and evolve, and as the scripture says, we don't know what we would be like, but in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be like him. And so, yes, we are looking forward to that that universal revolutionary message, and we inspire the people to come out to Wilmington, Delaware, to the Bancroft Auditorium on 700 and Lombard Streets. The doors open at 2. The program will begin at 3 to come in here and see Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Yes, yes, yes. Same for you, sister. I'll repeat it for you. Minister Louis Farrakhan's Savior's Day keynote address set for February 22nd will be the topic of the intensifying universal cry for justice. Do you plan for this universal cry for justice to bring about a revolutionary change? Do you feel that there will be revolutionary change after this event that's taking place?
Well, yes, ma'am. There's a lot, like I said previously, going on in the world today, and when there's 100% dissatisfaction, there's a change that's bound to take place eventually. And so the message that's going to be shared, I believe, in my humble opinion, that it will bring about a revolutionary change, so to speak, because of the simple fact that, you know, it's a lot of dissatisfaction. A lot of people are dissatisfied with different aspects of the government, different aspects of things that are taking place in different countries, and something has to take place. And once the message is shared, it's basically you just sit back and watch and see the change that's taking place and that will take place. So it's a matter of paying attention, listening, and watching the change take place. It does. The revolution doesn't always have to be bad as society has portrayed it, you know, over the years and the centuries, but the goodness of the revelation or the revolution, excuse me, that's going to take place is going to be a good thing that's been long overdue. I'll put it like that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We have to just continue to be the change that we want to see in the world. You know,
right,
and walk that walk,
right,
and not just talk that talk, you know. So we're actually going to go on a break. We don't have anyone that have any questions right now, but we're going to go on a break, and we'll be right back.
Yes, ma'am.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercials. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes. revolution comes. I hold pearly white teeth for all the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be fought supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jew merchants will give away monster balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Shipman will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, afros are going to be trying to straighten their heads, and straighten heads are going to be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes.
But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
Peace, family. You are listening to Catharsis.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution
on Is That Jazz Radio. We have with us Brother Minister Robert Muhammad and Sister Christy Muhammad of Nation of Islam. Peace, family.
Peace,
Tracy
peace.
Has another question, so I'm going to pass the phone to Tracy.
You know, one of the, thank you, and thanks for coming on the show once again. One of the defining moments was the Million Man March. I remember leading up to it. I remember going to my place of worship and watching the leader there look at my Million Man March T-shirt and just question all of us that were going. It was probably one of the most memorable events being in Washington, D.C., I guess maybe 20 years ago now. But the one thing I, in retrospect, looking back, there was no organization after the march. Like, we made a major statement, but there weren't people in place to act on the energy that was created. And so it looks like, well, it will be what you guys will have in terms of Savior Day will definitely be a place or a time when you grasp attention of a large number of people. Is there a structural system of attack after the motivation for that day is over?
That's for you.
Like, how, yeah. You know, how do we go beyond Savior's Day marches and speeches? How do we sustain something to, you know, to make really change in our community?
Is that for me?
That's for both of you, actually.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. The way to move forward with that is to get involved. You know, our unity as a people is more powerful than an atomic bomb. And if we just unite for one common cause and work that cause, regardless of what backgrounds we come from, we can accomplish so much. And in because after the Million Man March, there was another movement, a Millions More movement, where there were nine ministries introduced in different cities throughout the United States where there's a mosque or a study group of the Nation of Islam. Those ministries were operating. However, people from different communities just did not want to participate or partake in it. For what reasons, I don't know. But, you know, there was a follow-up, and the nine ministries are still present. It's just a matter of us coming together after there's a march, after there's a movement, after there's a speech, after there's a message, whatever, we just have to unite, not go and just get, you know, rah, 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 and then, you know, go back to our individual walks of life. If we're going to come together to hear the message, we need to stick together to promote the message and move the message to keep the message moving forward and constantly being alive. It's a collective effort, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm. Brother, that's a very, very good question you have. Very, very good question. And you are right. When, after the Million Man March, which was the most peaceful demonstration of men gathered in America, and especially we as black men, 2 million men showed up. They didn't want to give us the credit. They said it was 400,000, but after we pressed them, they said it was 1.9 million men, black men, that showed up there on the mall. And little
brother,
did we know,
Brother, I was there. I was there at 4 in the morning because we had to get there before 5 because, you know, they stopped cars then. So I hear you, man. It was at least 2 million of us. And was it peaceful or was it peaceful, man? That was, it was a warm day in October, you know. And, and I don't want to cut you off because I really want to hear what you have to say. But for me, and for maybe 10 years afterwards, whenever I would meet a brother, I would ask him if he was aged, was he there, and whether or not his answer depended a lot on what I thought. You know what I mean? Like, that's how powerful a moment that was.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And little did we know that we found out after that that the National Guard and the Army was poised to mow us down. Because whenever black people get together at a large event like that, then something's bound to happen. But we came there with the seriousness of you know, petitioning to our God and to move forward from that wonderful place. And so it was the most peaceful demonstration, and it was the cleanest because we cleaned up after ourselves. And so after that, we had built, each city had built what was called organizing, local organizing committees. And but little did we know, those local organizing committees had been pounced upon. There's a scripture in the Bible where it says that the enemies of Jesus said that if we don't go after him now, the whole world will believe in him. And so after the minister brought together 2 million men, they saw in him that this was the messianic voice that could galvanize the masses of our people, and they would listen to him. So let's go and try to make mischief and cause the shedding of blood even among their own people. And so a lot of us may have thought that it was that the minister dropped the ball. No. But those local organizing committee organizing committees had been pounced upon by our open enemy in order that we may not have taken advantage of what God had blessed us with. And so, but we are at the stage right now that we got 20 years under our belt, because this is the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. And because of the time and what must be done, we realize after this message and that we will galvanize and that we will come together and this bond will not break, because there's another scripture I got to put out there, that these dry bones that were in the valley, it wasn't until the winds that blew on these bones, they said when the winds got to blowing on them, they stood up as an exceedingly great army. And so the winds of racism, the winds of all of the civil rights gains that we have gained in the 60s are now being taken from us. We have lost just about everything that we have fought for. And now we are looking at ourselves and saying that we've got to come together. So I believe Minister Farrakhan's message would be that unifying message, and that we will not drop the ball like we did 20 years ago.
Wow. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you so much. That was an awesome question, Tracy. I mean, especially from someone who had the chance to have that experience. What did Minister Farrakhan mean when he stated, "I'm advocating justice when revolution is already taking place"?
Justice is a what he said is fair dealing. That's what justice is. And justice is, but when people are denied justice, then there is an imbalance that is produced. And so here we are as black people for the last 450 years, 59 years, it has been injustice. And so injustice brings its own response. And so this is what you are seeing, is that what injustice is now producing. Whenever you have injustice, it imbalances the mind. And so people cry out. People have responses that may look crazy, but this is what injustice produces. You see? And so when there is no justice, there is no peace. And so people cry out to get it. And so this is where we are at. And so Minister Farrakhan is the only sane voice that is among the masses today that is trying to bring balance back to a savage mind and a mind that is imbalanced.
All right. Thank you, brother. Sister, do you have anything to add?
No, ma'am, not to that one.
Okay. Thank you. We will be taking a break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Hey, what's up now? Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kids here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right now.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Good evening, greetings, peace, family. We are back with Nation of Islam's Brother Robert Muhammad and Sister Christy Muhammad. Peace, family, we are back. In the Quran, it says that Allah brings the living from the dead and the dead from the living. For wherever there is death, there is also life. And in the midst of life, there is also death. Please tell the people what that all means, your perception.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, first of all, I would like to say, oh, man, I really enjoy the music during the preludes. Oh, my goodness. I'm a guitar player, and the song that you all had before Marvin, who was that that was playing guitar? That song, oh, that was awesome.
That was Santana. That was Santana.
Oh, and he's favorite guitar. My favorite. Santana
wow.
is my favorite. Yes, he
it's
is.
Synchronicity,
yes.
see.
yeah,
wow.
I love him. Yeah, he's my favorite. But the question is that Allah brings the living from the dead and the dead from the living, and. There's many meanings to it, but I will go into the two meanings that Minister Farrakhan taught us. And obviously, on the physical level, that in the universe, man is the supreme existence. Man is really above sun, moon, and stars, and he is above the animals. And God gives us the permission to kill animals in his name. There's a way that we are to kill an animal. We are not just to take a life, in the animal when we desire to sustain life, then there's a way that we should take it, and we take it in the name of God. You know, now, so when the Quran says that he takes the living from the dead and the dead from the living, the human being needs food in order to survive. Today, this morning, if you ate breakfast, you might have had some eggs, or if you had dinner, you might have eaten some meat. The egg comes from the chicken, and the meat may come from the chicken or may come from the cow, or you might have had fish. That was a life that we took. And so God, he gives the living life from the dead by what we have eaten. You see? And so he takes the dead and the living. It's a universal application. But on the spiritual world, in the spiritual world, we have been taught that our people and humanity are dead. You see? But what gives us the living, those of us who have accepted the life-giving message or the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad through Minister Farrakhan, we were once dead, now we are alive. But we go after our people who are dead, and our people get life, and we get life. I get life by giving my people truth and seeing my people come to life as they were once in a dead state. So the dead does something for the living, and then the living does something for the spiritual dead. You see? You got it? So,
yes, I follow.
Right. So that it has many other meanings, but those are the two meanings that I desire to give us from Minister Louis Farrakhan. So Allah takes the dead from the living, and He takes the living from the dead. It is a circle, you know, and it keeps on giving life. Obviously, that you cannot. We all must die, and it takes the living to bury the dead. You know, but when one dies, it gives life, because when one dies, maybe that family may have been arguing and quarreling. Maybe that family may have not talking to one another in years. But when one dies in that family, the family has to come together. They have to bury the dead. But maybe the death of that individual may have brought life back to that family that used to be at odds.
Exactly.
See?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So there's many ways that we could look at that, you know. And so our people, when they come out to hear Minister Farrakhan this Sunday, God willing, we may be on a dead level, living the life of a beast, you know. But when He comes and He calls and He breathes life into the dead, now the dead becomes alive, and we are alive and emboldened because of the work that He is performing on the dead brother and the dead sister. It really re-energizes those of us that are have received the message. And that's what food does. Food re-energizes the body. It nourishes and continues to develop the body. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sister, do you have anything else to add?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. Thank y'all so much for coming on. I mean, just the whole message of unifying is what we need right now. Please, everyone, please tune in to the webcast on Sunday, February 22nd. Or if you're in the Wilmington, Delaware area, they're having something at Bancroft Elementary School, 700 North Lombard Street, Wilmington, Delaware, 19801. Doors open up at 2 p.m. and it starts at 3 p.m. So do you guys have any last remarks, Brother Robert?
No, I just would like to thank you all, sister, for you allowing us to be on your show. And may God continue to bless you, to keep up the good work, and you have a wonderful future, sister, in TV and radio. You have the spirit, and you have the gift of communication and the art of communication. Just continue to develop yourself, and you have what it takes. So just keep up the good work. And to Brother Tracy, man, keep up the good work. There's a future in this for you all, you know, but everything of value represents a difficulty factor. The greater the value, the greater the difficulty. And so we have to overcome difficulty in order to get to that God wants us to have. So may God continue to bless you all. Thank you. And again, next Sunday, Bancroft Elementary Auditorium, Minister Farrakhan, at Bancroft Elementary School on 700 Lombard. Doors open at 2 o'clock. Program starts at 3. Minister Louis Farrakhan. Thank you.
Thank you, brother and sister. Thank you so much. That honor is honors and much, much, much respect and love to you both. I appreciate y'all. We'll
thank
be right
you.
Back
thank
with
you.
Closing statements.
Peace.
Peace.
Hold your head as high as you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel, maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold. Black gold with the diamonds on.
peace, family. Thank you for joining us this evening on Catharsis. We had this evening Nation of Islam's brother minister, Robert Muhammad, and his beautiful wife, Sister Christy Muhammad, discussing the upcoming Savior's Day, the intensifying universal cry for justice. Our show was based on the intensifying universal cry for unity. We need unity, and, you know, time is now. Our show next week, we will have the Baba Hamid Abdul Latif coming on in celebration of Black History Month. He owns Tasmia, which is sponsoring a private showcasing of the controversial film Elementary Genocide, the School to Prison Pipeline, featuring Dr. Umar Johnson, Dr. Boyce, and many others. The film will be shown at Christiana Cultural Arts Center, 705 Market Street in Wilmington, Delaware, from 1:30 to 4 p.m. Food will be provided by Nova Caterers, which are vegan cuisine. Tickets, donations are available by phone at 201-656-2446 or at the Tasmia Computer Repair Shop at 205 North 9th Street, North Orange Street, excuse me. Thank you all for tuning in. Until we meet again, much love and respect. Please continue to listen to Is That Jazz Radio. It's a beautiful station. If you love the music you're hearing on the show, then you go to the station and listen in, and you'll love that even more. Thank you. Peace and love.